Word is the word. In St. Paul, Mr. Zero's at Larpinter and Lexington, next Old Mexico. Vinyl records, compact discs, costumes so you can dress like Kiss. VHS and DVD, classic action figurines, video games from Nintendo, Sega, Sony, and Coleco. Mr. Zero, Cycle, Jello, Vinyl Record Radio. Listen on your Sunday drive, 10 a.m. WDGY. Kissing Time is rocking hard, Ace Frehley smoking guitar, just like 1974. Nerd is the word. In St. Paul, Mr. Zero's at Larpinter, Lexington, next to Mexico. Come to Mr. Zero's.
Mr. Zeros!
All right! It's time again for the Mr. Zero Psycho Jello Radio Show. This week, the Turtles.
She's faithful, yet she's true, like ice, like fire. People carry roses and make promises by the hours. My love, she laughs like the flowers. Valentines can't buy her. Trembles, the country doctor rambles. Anchors need to seek perfection, expecting all the gifts that wise men bring. The wind howls like a hammer, the night blows cold and rainy. My love, she's like some raven at my window. People talk of situations, read books, repeat quotations, draw conclusions on the wall. Some speak of the future. My love, she speaks softly. She's She knows there's no success like failure, and that failure's no success at all.
I am Mr. Zero. This is the Psycho Jello Show on the Turtles. Originally formed in 1965 at Westchester High School in Los Angeles, California, by five high school buddies, they originally called themselves the Crossfires, until they signed with White Whale Records in 1965, changing their name to the Turtles. From 1965 to 1970, they released 8 albums, over 25 45 singles, and had 17 charting Billboard hits. When the Turtles broke up in 1970, they renamed themselves Eddie and the Fluorescent Leech due to legalities that led them to write a book called How to Succeed in the Rock and Roll Business and Not Get Screwed. This show is recorded at Mr. Zero's Rising Star Studios in St. Paul. You just heard from October of 1965 the Bob Dylan tune, Love Minus Zero. Hey, they don't call me Zero for nothing. Opening our show, also from October of 65, was Your Ma Said You Cried. That was once covered by Robert Plant. That one goes out to my friend Asha. Coming up now, the number 29 hit from November of 1965, Let Me Be.
Please don't mistake me or try to make me the shadow of anybody else. I ain't the him or her you think I am. I'm just trying hard to be myself. Whole society's goal is to be part of the whole. It may sound good to you, not to me. Stand to be understood. I could never give in to or ever live up to being like you think I should. I've got some inner need which I'm trying to heed. I can't take any. Change me or rearrange me to satisfy the selfishness in you. I'm not a piece of clay to mold to your moves each day, and I'm not a pawn to be told how to move. I'm sorry I'm not the fool you thought would play by your rules, but to each his own.
of his love, reflecting his past, thinking love can last. He was so happy, peaceful, and carefree. Now his life is lived as hers.
You just heard the number 89 hit from November of 1966, Can I Get to Know You Better? Preceded by the number 81 hit from June of 1966, Grim Reaper of Love. I'm pretty sure I dated her. The band was formed by lead vocalist Howard Kalin, born Howard Kaplan, on the 22nd of June in 1947 in the Bronx, New York. He then relocated to California, where he met his high school friend, harmony vocalist and guitarist Mark Volman, born on the 19th of April in 1947 in Los Angeles, California. They together formed the Crossfires in high school. The Turtles had many crossover songs with artists like the Byrds, Harry Nilsson, and the Monkees. I have seen the Turtles at least three times in concert. The first time was in Iowa in 1995, the second time was in Kansas in 1997, and the last time was here in Minnesota in 2013. If you'd like to hear past episodes of Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Show, go to MrZeros.com, go to the podcast key where there are over 80 episodes to choose from. You can also read about the artists we cover on the Psycho Jello Show at RosevillePatch.com, where there are over 150 articles to choose from on the artist we play on our show. Coming up now, from the film of the same name, starring Walter Matthau and Linda Harrison, from April of 1967, Guide for the Married Man.
What we need in the world today is a guide for the married man. Slow now.
cause it was traveling by word of mouth. Made a short stop at New Orleans, and then it headed for the New York scene. And the people there, they dug on it, cause they found out just what it means, yeah, to have rock and roll music, sweet groovy music. Well, it's the only kind of music, yeah, that reaches right into your soul. Oh, oh yeah. Hey. I caught my guitar picking fella, and then he took it by the hand. He said, "Now listen to me, everybody. Message that you gotta understand." And then it took that brand new music and it led across the U.S. of A. And now some folks laugh when they heard that sound, but it looks like it's here to stay. And they call it rock and roll music, sweet groovy music. Well, it's the only
just heard from November of 1968, Battle of the Bands, preceded by the number 48 hit from July of 1968, the Harry Nilsson song, Story of Rock and Roll. And that was preceded by a song the Monkees once covered from April of 1967, So Goes Love. Their original guitarist was one Al Nickel, and their original bassist was one Chuck Ports. He was later replaced by Chip Douglas, who was born Douglas Farthing Hadley. Khalid on the 27th of August in 1942 in San Francisco, California, previously of the MFQ, the Modern Folk Quartet, and later on of the Monkees fame. I have met Chip Douglas and have several autographs by him. Their original drummer was Donald Ray Murray from Englewood, California. He was born on the 8th of November 1945 and passed away on the 22nd of March in 1996. He was replaced by John Barbata from Passaic, New Jersey. He was born on the 1st of April in 1945. He went on to the Jefferson Airplane and later Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. This show is sponsored by Mr. Zero's 55113 in Roseville, where they carry classic music, retro toys, vintage video games, and movies too since 2009, where nerd is the word. From October of 1969, House on the Hill.
House on the hill, peaceful and still, only sounds of music ever fill the air. Birds everywhere with ribbons in their hair. I'm so glad I had the time to stop and share. From the Academy.
this be space? I'm paralyzed without a time, without a place. Inside of me, where no one's ever been, and you will ever be. And I gotta say,
reached the end of our show, folks. So taking us out will be one of the first songs recorded by Eddie and the Fluorescent Leech, released in September of 1972. Goodbye, Surprise.
Bye.
That was the Psycho Jello Show on the Turtles. I am Mr. Zero. This was the Psycho Jello Show. Tune in next week when you can hear me from the stars.